Blog Talk Radio.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you...
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there. Come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh. Every Sunday night at 9:30.
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
We'll be right back.
Freedomizers. Welcome into another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. And TGIM, everyone, thank goodness it's Monday. Of course, I'm not going to be alone tonight. We are going to have Steve Sussman on here in just a couple short minutes. So I want to welcome everyone to my new Monday co-host here first. And Steve is on the line here, so I'm not going to take too long on this, but I want to get her acquainted with everyone here. Live from Canada, we have Tammy now, who is going to be my Monday co-host. So I don't know if you want to be called Tammy or something else. I didn't even think about
asking you
that.
Tam is fine.
All right. Okay.
Can
so
you hear me?
Do you want to let everybody know about yourself before we bring in Steve?
Yeah, I'm from Canada. I'm a pretty busy kind of girl. Trained medical first responder. I've been a first aid instructor. I groom dogs. I've had quite a colorful life. I'm a little older in age, but we won't go there. And I'm sure as we go along, you'll learn and hear a little more about me. And that's pretty much all I have to say at this time, other than, hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah, your mic is fine. So in any event, let me go ahead and bring on my guest here right away. And we'll save time later. I'll let the audience get acquainted with you, and we'll take turns going back and forth speaking with the legendary Steve Sussman.
Hey, Proof, and hey, welcome,
hi.
Tammy.
Yeah, hi. Long-time
friend of the network here, Steve Sussman, who had an unsuccessful bid, unfortunately, in 2012 running for Congress in Texas.
I see.
Yes, unfortunately, but I think these people are beginning to learn their lesson, and like to give a shout-out to the Captain, the General of Liberty candidates, Gigi Bowman, who's fed up and had enough of the communists running the New York State Senate, who is launching her campaign for New York State Senate District 5. And us Liberty candidates and everyone else
and
need to get behind her.
That's my hometown there, Steve, so I am definitely supporting her. And I've met her in person, really nice lady. I don't know if you've met her in person. I think you have, but she goes to a lot of conventions. She's extremely popular among the patriots, but we'll see if she's popular among New Yorkers, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, she's worked hard in the Liberty circles for years. I met her at the 2010 Liberty Fest over in New York City, hardcore patriot, great American, and we all need to get behind her and help her out. And I was, after losing this bout with the election, I was pretty much giving up on the people and think I'm going to spill some beans here, and you heard it first on Freedomizer with Proof Negative. I'm waiting on an answer. I've been talking back and forth with Arlie Wright, the candidate for president for the Libertarian Party this time.
I met him at the Libertarian Convention, of course, here in Vegas last year.
Well, if he decides to run again, he hasn't made a decision, I've asked to join on his ticket as his vice presidential candidate. If he doesn't do that, then I'm going after this guy Olson with all guns blazing in 2014 and going to do whatever I have to do this time to get him out. If I have to stop working and bang on doors and all night and day and pester everybody, that's what I'm going to have to do, because there is something very wrong in this country, and if you cannot see it, you're blind. Something is going to happen here. We've gone over this on all your previous shows. We have, H.R. 347, that's gone. Our First Amendment basically gone. They're going with, they're going with everything they've got to take away our Second Amendment. And there's something really wrong, because Texas is a big gun state, Proof. And every gun store and supplier in this state that I've gone to, you know, or in my area locally, the shelves are bare. There's nothing but a few, you know, lonely shotguns or shotgun shelves.
Not that there's anything wrong with shotguns. I will say I do enjoy a good shotgun.
Oh,
well,
right.
I find shotguns here. We use them to hunt. We're big hunters up here. The natives around here, they use it to get their moose, their ducks, their geese. Like, it's a big thing. It's really appalling to hear that it wants to be taken away. And the Second Amendment, and being Canadian myself, I understand your Second Amendment. I do find it just appalling, and I do agree. Something is definitely wrong. It needs to be addressed. Go ahead.
Yeah,
continue, please.
Well, I was going to ask you, Tammy, because I don't know the Canadian laws on guns. How does that work out there?
Well, they all do have to be registered, and you're right. I don't have all the information. I wasn't expecting that topic, but I can find out. I'm not a big hunter myself. I just like to go out in the bush and say, oh, look, there's a moose. Oh, yeah, look, there's tracks, but I can't be around when they kill it. I'd like to eat it. I'm a really good cook, but I would have to find out. But we do have to register our guns. There is an age limit. I believe it's 12 years old where you can actually hunt and have a gun. You have to have a permit, be trained, or some kind of certification that you took a hunting course. That's what it is, a hunting course. And that's all I can tell you for now, but I can definitely check into it as for further reference.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and like you said, love a good shotgun, but we can't find any 380 bullets, no 223 bullets, no 30-06, but 45. I bought some bullets, some HydroShock bullets for a gun I don't even have yet, but just so I can have them. But I mean, there's a real problem. Now we've got the Supreme Court is going after the Fifth Amendment even more than, you know, the Patriot Act and the NDAA. There's something really wrong, and if Americans don't wake up real soon, they're going to find themselves in a pickle. And I have spent the last 3 days arguing with some gun grabber, the gun control nut job on my unrepresentative's page, who seems to be fine with the fact that we're bombing thousands of brown children in Afghanistan and Pakistan with drones, but I shouldn't be allowed to have an AR-15 or an AK-47, you know, and we can't have that mentality.
I understand. I read somewhere that there's a certain credit card company won't even let you buy ammunition with their credit or something to that effect.
Yeah, I know Skank of America has been working hard trying to
work on that. And how can they control somebody with their purchases and control what they buy? It's not the fact it's ammunition.
Sad that people use Skank of America as their bank account still. I am a credit union guy,
and I was a small town bank guy, but Comerica Bank swallowed up this fine bank in Texas Sterling and instituted a hostile small business policy that just robs a small businessman and very slow posting on checks, and it's like the banks are showing their edge and showing who's really in charge in this country. Not the 435 jokes we have. Well, I'm sorry, 434. There is Justin Amash. But the 434 jokes that we have in Washington, D.C. that don't control anything except in their own delusional little world. And when are the people going to get fed up?
Yeah.
When are these people going to get fed up to the point you're not being representative? It's just like if you walked into a restaurant, ordered some dinner, and got lousy service. Do you really want to pay for that? We are getting no service whatsoever. These people are robbing us blind. They are not representing us. They are a joke. They are a treasonous joke. When are people going to get fed up and stop paying their income taxes? I bet you they want to listen then when there's no paycheck.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that was over there. I didn't mean
to
have that awkward silence there.
Oh, no. I hate it when that happens. Go ahead.
Dead air.
Yeah, it's all good.
I was going to ask you guys, let me go ahead and jump in here. Did you hear about HR 226, Steve?
No, I have been working like dog all day long.
Well, I understand. There's a Democratic Congress lady in Ohio that wants to create a bill that if you turn in all of your weapons, you can receive tax credits.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Any incentive will do.
Came out on Friday.
People believe that stuff. Yeah, wow.
Okay, so, yeah, we've established I'm correct in saying these people are a complete and utter joke and they don't represent us in any form or fashion. That just slam dunk proves it right there.
It blows your mind, yeah.
What in the hell is wrong with people in this country? Why are we going to put up with this any longer? I am just fed up to, you know, the point. And even the other, you know, a few weeks ago, I was pulled over by a police officer because I don't feel that the state of Texas has the right to tell me that I should wear a seatbelt in a car that I purchased with high-dollar insurance that I pay for. And the man told me, well, I'm just doing my job. So I said, well, when they tell you to come to my house and take my guns away, are you going to be doing your job then? And the guy got ticked off and walked away. So that
did you get your ticket though?
Oh yeah, I got my ticket, but I'm probably like 301, and I'm gonna get out of this one too.
My goodness!
Oh yeah, he saw all the bumper stickers on my truck, and you know, he knows I'm one of those kind of people.
Oh no.
Oh, no, someone who knows his rights. He's not cowering away from me and crying because I'm writing him a ticket. He's laughing at me.
Well, yeah.
I wonder if cops actually come up to you and say that they're one of us.
I haven't seen except one when the utility company decided to jump my fence about a month back and come in my yard even though I told them I didn't. And then we had a little incident, and the police came, and the police officer pointed out, well, don't you see the sign on his front door that says you need to make an appointment, and you're very lucky he didn't shoot you. And that officer said he liked my sign and chuckled and let me go on with my business.
Hmm. Lucky you. So,
well, no, it's just come to a point I'm fed up.
A lot of people are. I just think they keep waiting for the other guy to make the move. You know what I mean by that?
Right.
Like making someone else to start the action, and hey, if it all goes good, they'll follow it. I think people are really afraid to make that really big first step because that's the scariest step. But once you make that step, then the rest kind of fall behind. But it's to find the guys to make those steps because y'all see something's going on, y'all talk about it. But it's waiting for the right person that's going to start taking the action. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think they're all looking for a leader. And to that I say,
yeah,
you want to look for a leader, go stand in front of the mirror and look. Because we're all leaders. And there's here in the United States, there's over 300 million people. And there's only so many of these authoritarian control freaks. And they really don't like it when you know your rights. And they really don't like it when you tell them, you know, you're not going to put up with their crap. And, you know,
with the technology we have, that's made it so easy for us to be lazy and indifferent and just not really notice or care what's really going on. Like, I see a lot of posts with the chemtrails and stuff, and everybody's saying, look up. And it's really true because everybody's looking down or a little indisposed in some way, and they're not really looking around because it's just been... We've been made to forget to look around, stop and smell the roses. How's that sound?
We've forgotten to stop
and smell the roses.
Right. And have you noticed in Canada, has there been an increase or a more aggressive program on the chemtrails? Have you been heavily blanketed by the chemtrails?
You know, Now that you mention that, I didn't even really know about chemtrails till recently, would you believe? I'm such a newbie, you'd laugh at me, because I didn't really know a lot of stuff until I tried to find out why I was sick, and it kind of leaned towards chemtrail, and I always thought, now I know the difference between the calm trail and the chemtrail, where the calm trail is the evaporating water, the chemtrail leaves that trail. And I seen the pictures when I started researching, and I started seeing the spider web crossings and all that smoking, billowing, cloudy-looking stuff. And I'm like, I've never seen anything like that. And I'm a nature girl. I love the outdoors. You see the odd plane go by that leaves a trail, but again, we're told to think it's that calm trail. So you never think much of it. And so recently, and I'm like, oh my God, they're letting that happen. I'm like, I'm dumbfounded that it's all happening. And the more I'm looking, the more I'm researching, and the more stuff I'm finding, it's like, wow, am I ever aware now? Holy crap. And this is happening.
Yeah,
and a lot of people
definitely
are waking up to that. Yeah, they're waking up to that.
Yeah, if I can jump in here, we have a caller, Lauren from Southern California, wants to jump in and ask some questions here, Steve.
Excellent.
All right, Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for bringing me on.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey. I want to point out that, you know, Steve is completely right. I think, the number one threat, to be very honest, to kind of go a step further with who is robbing the American public blind and each and every one of us, it is the Federal Reserve and the international bankers. Yet every single individual elected official, we just had a presidential election, you didn't hear either of them mention it one time, and it is the Federal Reserve that is the issue in this country, and that is what is enslaving us and robbing the American people blind, and they just could care less.
I think,
and that's right.
And
that is right, and their charter expires in December. So we're really going to see what these idiots up in Washington, D.C. that spend billions to get a seat that only pays $174,000 a year, we're going to see what we really have there when that time comes for that charter to expire. Can, you know, we erase all the fictitious debt and get out of the fiat currency money? I highly doubt it. Will they implode the economy? I'm guessing that's not – they can't just keep propping this thing up. And I'm guessing Well, the system will implode on itself. It's, we're near 100% debt to GDP. And, you know, me personally, and I am here in Los Angeles, and I'm sure you guys probably would assume, Los Angeles, here comes a liberal. And, you know, myself, I'm surrounded by a ton of liberals. I'm surrounded by a ton of Obama supporters, and I have friends that were Romney supporters that just get on party lines and they start preaching. They can't think for themselves. They don't have their own mind. Mm-hmm. They hear what is told to them, and they start, you know, just regurgitating it. Me, myself,
yeah,
I'm
like
a political atheist.
Yeah.
What's that?
They like to hear themselves talk.
Yeah, they like to hear themselves talk. They're talking for the benefit of hearing themselves, not for really anybody else.
Exactly. I consider myself a political atheist. I don't believe – I honestly think, you know, we have a one-party system in this country. They create this illusion via Democrat, Republican, that you have a choice. They divide most people on social issues. Yet when it comes to what really matters, our monetary policy, our foreign policy, our war policy, these guys line right up. Let's not forget Obama was against NDAA. He was against drone attacks, yet he's increased the number of drone attacks. He signed in the NDAA after complaining about the Patriot Act. I mean, these guys are just stripping our liberties and our rights, you know, any
chance
they get.
Hey, I'll even say something else. It's even to the point where he said in 2008 to PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, that he would never sign a bill allowing horse meat to be sold in the United States. But then he signed that bill in September, and we should have horse meat rolling out here pretty soon.
Yeah, and what is the state media
covering?
What
I mean,
do people
it's
care about?
There, I mean, the stores
sell horse meat. I know specialty shops that are selling horse meat and zebra meat and stuff. You have to special order it, and they'll give you this exotic meat. I personally haven't tried any. I can't see me eating a horse. Are you kidding me?
No.
But, yeah, some people do like the delicacy, and it is available. But, hey, I'm in Canada, and I don't know how things work there, but it's happening here.
No, the starving.
I think people are just blinded. You know, they see what's run on the state-run media, if it's MSN, you know, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and they don't think it's propaganda. And, you know, I'm amazed watching today. We had the inauguration, and what are these newscasters talking about? With all the problems going on, they're all talking about what dress is the first lady going to be wearing.
I know, isn't it?
Are you kidding me? Who cares the you know what?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Absolutely.
That just goes to show you again, you know, what a joke. What a joke we have in this country. Oh my God, American Idol's on. Why would you care about something boring like your liberty and freedom? Well,
yeah,
they won't be able to watch American Idol locked in a FEMA camp, but I sure won't be watching that.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know,
priority,
I don't go off.
Totally out of the wall.
Even if
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lauren. I'll give you the floor.
I was saying, you know, even with, you know, my belief in chemtrails, FEMA camps, all this stuff, what I try to do is kind of not cross the line to where in most people's minds, all of a sudden I become a conspiracy guy. I try sticking fact that they'll believe, such as the Federal Reserve. And when I say individuals are being dumbed down, what's very interesting, next time you guys are on a plane, I don't know if you've noticed this, you know, if you're on a commercial flight, watch passengers. Obviously, it's always entertaining on takeoff because everyone's holding the armrest and praying to God and they're scared, you know, they're scared out of their eyes. But when the minute the television comes on and they have their little screens on in front of them, their front lip is down. It's like they're salivating, they're drooling, just staring at this television. Like they're just, you know, they're just in, they're comatose.
And they're waiting for the little bag of peanuts and the little refreshment cart to come around. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of sheep. They just follow, and they honestly feel that, you know, that their elected officials are out to do good. And I always wonder, if we do have free and fair elections, maybe you guys could help me figure this one out. If we have free elections in this country and they're not rigged, okay, how is it that Congress always has a 9 or 10% approval rating, yet these guys continuously get reelected? You want to explain that
exactly
to me?
Exactly. There is no explanation for that.
And I'm really starting to favor towards what was it, Iceland did to their government or the bankers and stuff. That was a really good idea. Did I get that right? Was it Iceland? Does anybody remember that little
story?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah, they jailed a bunch of bankers
on their loan, and then they boosted themselves up within a month or two.
Yeah, and they've continually grown every year by at least 2%. I thought that was an amazing lesson, and still to this day, they don't want to have anything to do with the UN and their currency. I thought that was really impressive.
Hey, Lauren, I have about 90 seconds left before I have to take a station break. I'll let you get your last word in here.
Yeah, I'd be happy to stay on throughout, but I would say that, you know, we learned our lesson, okay? We had the bank charter expire. We've had the First Bank of the United States, the Second Bank of the United States. They used to come up every 20 years for a charter. Taft would have nothing of it as far as a Federal Reserve, a central bank, and then Woodrow Wilson, who later regretted it, allowed it to be signed into legislation in 1913. But I think the biggest thing that individuals need to look at is the Glass-Steagall Act that was signed in 1933 that was repealed under the Clinton administration in the early 90s, which is what led to the collapse of the housing market in 2007, was the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, yet nobody wants to admit that.
That's right.
And I'm Canadian,
so
and I knew that.
It benefits a few, and we have a $600 trillion derivatives market that's out there just floating around, and you will see not only the dollar collapse, but it will be the world economy will collapse because we are the reserve currency, and it will implode on itself, and that's why these individuals, our elected officials, will do nothing at this point because they know if they stop pumping money into the system with these capital injections and this QE1, QE3, and now QE4, printing $85 billion a month to buy these MBSs, that the system will implode. So they either let it implode now or they keep feeding it, giving the heroin addict more heroin until it fails.
Yes, exactly.
Well said,
Lauren, and thank you so much for calling in. I have another call to take after the break.
Yeah, if you don't mind just muting me, I'd like to listen in.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just mute you. That's fine. Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, wonderful.
All right, Steve, Tammy, I am going to take a commercial break, so just give us a few minutes here, and we'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archive's MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure is not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, campers. This is your Uncle Scott here asking you to join me every Friday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Time right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. You know, my friends, we're inundated daily with information from all the various sources, media outlets, commercial businesses, government agencies, schools, universities, and then our friends and family who also get that information from the same sources. Well, that information is what influences our decisions every day, what we want to eat, where we want to live, where our kids go to school, what kind of medical help we'll seek, what kind of entertainment we are interested in. I'm thinking, if you don't have all the right information, how sound are those decisions? I want to bring you all the information so that you can make good, clear decisions about your life and how you want to live. With all the right information in your hand, you have the real power to choose.
All right, guys, welcome back. Proof is here, and it looks like our caller Chris dropped. So, Chris, if you're listening, please call in. I'm going to go to you immediately. So anyway, Steve, so what have you been doing lately? And let me ask you, too, how is Zach Grady doing?
Zach Grady is working his tail off just like yours truly. Zach's been working with self-sufficiency. He's actually raising some chickens on his property and farming. And myself, I've been steadily fixing automobiles and preparing my family for when the economy does implode or when the revolution breaks out, whichever comes first. So, you know, we've been just steadily working, getting the fiat currency and turning it into items we can trade, store, or barter, and getting our hands on as much tools and other resources that we're going to need, because it's all the house of cards is going to fall anytime soon.
Yeah, you almost feel it coming.
Oh, yeah. It's,
does it feel that way in Canada, too?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people are really aware of what's really going on, because I know my eyes are open pretty wide now in the last little while. But, yeah, with everything you read and research and hear about and people talking about, you kind of get that feeling something's coming. You just feel it, you know, an instinctual thing that you're expecting something. You don't know what it is, but it's coming.
Yes, something is coming. We don't know what it is, and we're also in the neighborhood. We're making our organizational plans to defend our homes and how to feed everybody and what we're going to do when the worst does come, because we're guessing that there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to pick up and run. Well, we're not going to run. We own our property as much as we can, despite the illegal property taxes and unscrupulous collectors. But I don't think, you know, when it hits the fan, I don't think the repo men are coming out. I don't think the tax collectors will be coming out, you know, but you just don't know. So we're doing our best to prepare, despite, like I said, the shortage of ammo. Even the gun ranges are short on ammunition. You can't even find 22 bullets over there. So,
right. Yeah.
I guess we have to go to gun shows and buy reloaded bullets from people, and then we have to learn how to make our own.
Well, if that's what it takes, or we, as I've been kicking around with a few of my 3% buddies, you have to get a little bit MacGyver and start thinking of other things you can use until you can scavenge what you need. You know,
hey,
you
I am a fan of the crossbow as well, and that's my next purchase.
Right. Yeah. There's that, the slingshot. Even we were talking about the old Spud launcher, what we could do with one of those. You know, that they can't ban PVC pipe and fittings and hairspray now, can they? You know, you can. You have to be. We're Americans. We have to be ingenuine. You know, ingenuity is king. And being that I'm a mechanic / politician, you know, I'm learning how to fix more things instead of going out, throwing something away and going out and buy another one. You know, take apart a broken radio and find out what's fried in there and fix that transistor or, you know, something of that nature. So, you know, I'm honing my skills so I'll be able to, you know, repair stuff and do without. I mean, this morning we had a power transformer blow up in our neighborhood. We didn't have any lights. I was like, well, you know, this is kind of what it would be like when it all falls down. So
wow, you're right. It really makes me appreciate my Aboriginal friends more, and really kind of puts I Don't Know More movement in perspective around here. Because I'm actually rather big in that. I'm close to the reserve here. I actually have a lot of Native family. And, they're the protectors of the earth. It's a really big movement, and I'm glad somebody's really stepped up and said, hey, you know, you're not following the rules, and you're really screwing things up and killing us, and we're going to make you stop. And it's all about human rights and responsibility, and I'm glad they stepped up and they're making people more aware. That's all I'm going to say about that at this time.
and then we have a Houston group extraordinaire with Derek Bros, Micah Jackson, Cody Beaver Adams, and a whole great group of people that are holding every weekend some program, how to make your own soap, how to can vegetables. They are just that group is godsend to Houston. They are just busy fighting
and
for people.
And I'll mention one other thing. My wife recently started becoming a doTERRA oils reseller. And so if you have a rash or something, instead of going to a doctor, you just put some whatever oil it is that it calls for, and you just treat your own self.
Yeah, that's the thing we need to, as Americans, we need to move to, is to be more self-sufficient. And because there's going to come a time we can't go to the dentist, we can't go to the doctor.
That's
and that's
right.
Exactly what proof is saying. You know, his And his wife's created her own little niche and her own employment, really. You know, and that doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt. And like
yeah.
I said, we're going back to our roots and doing garden farming and canning and things of that nature because we're going to have to. There's going to be no grocery stores, and anyone who lives on the Gulf Coast in Texas knows, you know, when the hurricanes come, knock out all the power and all the supplies. I mean, that was what woke me up. Was that? I mean, you couldn't go to the store and get a loaf of bread. You couldn't get any gasoline. You had to barter and swap and get to know your neighbor. Basically,
yeah.
You had to share, and that was a good learning experience and a dry run. But come you know, stuff hits the fan situation, it's going to be, you know, 100 times worse than the Rodney King riots, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. We had a situation a few years back. I live in the bush. I'm northern Canada, so I'm in the bush, a lot of pine trees. And our hydro went out for 3 days. And I felt sorry for any mother who had a child trying to keep those babies warm, because this is January, February, the coldest months in our area, and it was just unbelievable. So, of course, me, the person I am, had to call our hydro and kind of complain, and then I called all the news companies, and then turns out the general manager apologized, called me and apologized and said, what can we do? And I'm like, monitor your lines better. We know the big trees are falling because of the weight of the snow or the wind, and nobody's going to check the lines and fix them right away to stop this. So I did get fixed, but yeah, be aware and know what your rights are. Main point, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to mention here too, there's a town in New Jersey, West New York, New Jersey, that's proposing banning anyone, whether it's a business or a home, from displaying the American flag.
Yeah, I was just noticing some sort of article about that, and hadn't right
yeah,
before
you might have
I
seen
came
my
on.
Post. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I hadn't gotten into reading that, but I figured that was more stated.
I'm going to play it's about a minute and 15 second video.
Let
I'm going to play this, and then we'll discuss the carnage here. So let me get it going.
Way many of the signs here in busy West New York would have to come down. But what about freedom of speech?
Signs all over the place.
West New York Mayor Felix Roque thinks the town is starting to look tacky, so a new ordinance takes aim at signs and billboards and pendants.
We're becoming now the lamplight of the world, because we're getting Formula One coming in next year, 2014. So I want to make sure we have a uniform code of doing signs in this town.
The ordinance prohibits flashing and moving signs, neon window framing, signs that are more than 15% of the window, and many others. Opponents of the mayor say the ordinance is too controlling.
They're infringing on our rights to express ourselves, whether it's political, whether we need to advertise for our stores and our businesses.
The ordinance even bans flags, leading some to question whether the American flag will even be permitted here. The mayor, who's under a federal indictment for computer hacking, claims flags are okay, even though the ordinance he signed off on indicates otherwise.
It has nothing to do with the flag of the United States. It has nothing to do with this ordinance. When they say black flag, they're talking about business flags.
This isn't a done deal. The ordinance still needs to be voted on. So will the signs in West New York have to come down? Adrian Cipino, Fox 5 News.
All right.
Wow.
I don't know what you thought of that there.
And no mention of the Gadsden flag, though.
No, that is true.
Because that's the one I'd be flying over, the red, white, and blue. Sorry, you know, sorry, but I'm a 3%er, so that's the one I'm going to be flying.
Right. So they are talking about banning American flags, and I don't know how that is the same thing as being patriotic.
Really?
I don't know what the New World Order flag looks like. Is that something that they plan on sharing with us?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, what in the hell is happening in New York? I mean, have we had a wave of, you know, old-time communism run over that area, or what's going on
history
over there?
History repeating itself.
I mean, I...
Oh, Tommy, if you needed a couple minutes, go ahead. Now's a good time.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got to get my kid to bed and make sure, because he's sneaky, you know. He's 12. They do that. Okay, 1 minute, and thank you. Excuse me.
No, that's all right. Yeah,
yeah,
so Tammy's my new co-host, so I'm trying to train her here, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do, because we're all multitasking like never before just to make a buck. And like the Lauren said, you know, have you noticed the dollar is not going very far at all these days, and prices are rising, you know, and being in the line of work I'm in, a mechanic, I've also noticed we were in Iraq, and we've stolen all these natural resources from Iraq and various countries in the Middle East. Mr. Cheney's appropriated those for himself, and how come the motor oil that I'm using in clients' cars has gone up $7 in the last 2 weeks if we've appropriated all of this oil and all of these interests? You know, I don't get it. Gas is spiking again, and the pundits said, oh, well, there's more demand. Well, it's about the same demand, because you got to get to work, but I don't
get
it.
I don't understand how that demand works. I've been wondering that for the last 20 years. Because, are more people working now, so they need more gas? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a huge move to buy V10 SUVs guzzling gas, because you need a bank loan to fill up at the tank.
I drive a Durango.
Awesome. And I drive an old 96 Chevy pickup, and that thing needs gas every time I turn a corner. But I tell you what, for 220 some thousand miles on that thing, I can't bring myself to go into debt that heavily to buy a $30,000 Acura or something of that nature. And goes back to what I'm saying before I'm seeing a lot of the customers in my line of work are driving their cars longer, and they're old, and each one of them, hey, well, it's paid off. I've got to make this thing run as best as I can and just make do with it, because they just can't afford. We're just strangled to the point where, you know, it's either have some heat or have some food, and the dollar's just not going. It's not going anywhere. You go to the grocery store, spend $50, get two bags of crap, you know. And it's,
well, the way I look at it, I've never had a car note, and I hope to never have one. I mean, if our economy got better and I had $40,000 in my disposal, and there was a car for $48,000. And I felt like I could pay the $8,000 off within a year, I might go do it at some point. But to go into a place with no money down and put a 7-year car loan out, I'm not going to do that.
And that also tells you how bad a shape our dollar is in, that they have gotten to this point of desperation that they're offering $500 down and a 7-year loan because the car is so god-awful, outrageous, expensive, you
know?
Yeah,
but look at the interest rate, though, Steve.
Steve,
my goal here, Steve, is at some point, and my New Year's resolution is to have Freedomizer my full-time job by the end of this year. I've been working too long on this. And part of the strategy is to let go of as many bills as possible. The more credit cards you have, the car notes, the second mortgage on the home, and other various debts and worthless spending means that you have to keep working in order to pay for that. So if you can get your expenses down, then you have it made.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm doing with my business. I have scaled it down to, like, barely anything. We don't have uniforms. We don't, we don't even have a covered facility. We're working in the outdoors on a piece of land. And we put a tarp up when it's raining, And we have scaled this thing down to like nothing. Just have the basic insurance. So, God forbid, somebody piles into your vehicle that it's covered. But, I mean, we have cut this to the bone because I know people need to give their kids shoes and jeans and feed their kids and go to the doctor. And, you know, I have done everything I can to minimize the overhead so I don't have to gouge these people like the big corporate shops, and they get the same quality parts and the same quality work, you know. But I just, you know, and I have a list of customers, and most of them are awake, wide awake like us. But, I mean, what is wrong with the rest of the public that they just refuse to believe or they just refuse to see what's going on? And I've just thrown off the taboo of being, you know, called a conspiracy theorist or a, you know, conspiracy nut job, and I've begun to speak
freely.
People
ask me, Steve, they ask me if I do conspiracy radio, and I say no. I do news and current events, and part of the proof negative moniker is if I don't have a news article to source this back to, I'm not going to talk about it. So. To me, conspiracies are chupacabras, Bigfoots, and
UFOs.
Other stuff that you can't prove.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm just, you know, they just don't see it. Hey, look up in the sky. I've never looked up in it. Hey, look at that crap. That is not a natural cloud, you know. And I've got my nephew working with me, and he's wide awake now. And we've even got a member of our.
Don't come in 20-mile lines.
No, and they don't turn the sky gray, you know, and they don't stream out.
It doesn't make it rain harder the next day.
Yeah, and it doesn't widen out and fatten up and make you choke when you take a breath, you know, not a natural cloud. And as we have noticed, you know, this flu scare and all of this crap with the vaccines going on just happened to coincide, you know, with heavy concentrations of chemtrail spraying and, you know, and it's just some people, you know, and my friend Jordan Page is always telling me to be patient and to exercise patience. But
Jordan,
I mean,
was out here on Saturday again, and I missed it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I missed when he was playing here in Houston. I had some medical issues in the family that we had to take care of,
some light medical issues too, and I didn't feel like leaving the house. I was not really able to, in my opinion. I mean, I could have probably survived, but I figured I needed the day off. So.
I don't know if I don't have to. It's cold up here.
Oh, yeah, it was warm. It was in Fahrenheit. It was in the low 60s, I think, in Vegas on Saturday here.
Awesome.
Oh, I don't know Fahrenheit. I know Celsius. I know that this morning it was minus 35 and minus 45 with the wind chill. So if I went outside, I would have been a total chicksicle. So I opted to stay indoors.
Minus anything is bad.
I'll agree with that.
The funniest thing, I remember living in New York, and it went from 1 degree to 2 degrees, and I'm sitting there like, wow, the temperature just doubled.
Wow.
I
remember my days, you know, in Nebraska as a teen going to work. It was cold out that the battery cable on my car snapped in half and my mustache froze when I was waiting for the bus just from my own breath, you know. So I know that.
One of the worst feelings, Steve and Tammy, is
if you're in a negative temperature and you want to scratch your ear, you feel that for like a week.
Oh, yes.
Break an icicle off.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I come to Texas. I love Texas. I'll never leave Texas. I did, you know, almost 3 years ago go to New York, but after the harassment and the sexual assault from the Nazis in the airport, I'm not going to fly ever again until they get them out of there, and that's what people.
But they
are
talking about getting rid of them, and some airports actually have.
I did hear about that as well. They're getting rid of those X-rays that make the body look nude as well, because a lot of people have complained about
the
stuff like that.
The backscatters are being phased out. They're going. Actually, you know what? Some of them are being phased out, but other smaller airports are requesting to have them for some reason. So if the airport if the small airport wants them, they'll give it to them. Otherwise, they're getting phased.
It's because I believe money talks, too. I believe there's been such a decrease in people using commercial air travel. It's probably they won't admit it on the MSNBC propaganda channels, but they probably have suffered, probably billions of dollars in losses, and because the truth movement has...
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily less flights. I mean, that is possible. But I think a lot of it, too, is a lot of these TSA agents have gotten busted for child pornography rings, and a lot of them are stealing from flyers. And what is it, I want to say it's over 2,800. It could be close to 3,000 now. I know last year I covered a story where it was like over 2,800 TSA agents have gotten busted for various stuff, and they've been arrested while the TSA started building in the airports a few years back. So when you have almost 3,000 criminals working for you, that speaks volumes just by itself.
Yeah,
can you tell me what a TSA is? Sorry, I'm not familiar
with TSA.
Total
sexual assault. sexual
TSA,
assault.
What is that? I can't think of what that stands for, actually, but that's
Transportation Safety Administration.
Thank you.
See, when you start doing abbreviations like that, I used to teach first aid, so when you start doing abbreviations, I automatically think of what I know, so it's like, yeah, you need to...
Sorry, that's what they're called, TSA agents, and I had to
think
for a second what the T's
yeah.
for.
Yeah,
when,
so just
we
so
also,
could, like, follow.
Yeah, we also just lump, I began to lump all of these unconstitutional agencies into one category. I call it an MSI, More Stupid Initial Agency. Seems, it's a one abbreviation fits all type of situation. But I was most concerned with my aunt had come here from Tennessee, and she did verify that we do have the Transportation Safety Administration Viper teams are active on their highways over there, illegally pulling over residents and asking for identification and giving vehicle searches with no search
probably
warrant in violation of the Fourth Amendment. And I was disturbed reading an article that, they said they were planning to move that to the nation's highways. And that won't, needless to say, that's not going to stand in my city of Houston, Texas, if I have anything at all to do with it. So.
And why is it that they keep saying the NAFTA superhighway doesn't exist when they keep voting to fund it and then unfund it and fund it again and unfund it? It's like, don't keep lying to the people saying it doesn't exist when you put up billboards for it.
Yeah, and our governor Tweedledum Rick Perry is once again resumed his plan to revive the Trans Texas Corridor.
Right.
As to an article posted several weeks ago, I believe, in the Houston Chronicle, for highways we've already paid for but get charged toll to use. It's still being built. The plan is still in action. It's never really stopped. It's slowed down considerably, but so this is the mentality of Governor Bilderberg and the people in Texas. The few that still believe there is a right and left paradigm and that there is a difference between the D's and R's and that's what I'm going up against as a congressional candidate. They still, like Lauren was saying too, 9 or 10% approval rating, but all these jokes keep getting reelected,
mm-hmm.
and it's a shame. It's just sickening. And I mean, I could rant and rave and go on and on and on, but all I'm going to have to do if I'm going to run for this office, I'm just going to have to full steam ahead on it, and I'm going to have to do some mass organization and really get these people out and really make them think. If I have to have Zach Grady print up 6 million DVDs, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I've been talking to everybody that listens to me about chemtrails and Morgellons and GMOs and stuff. And I was even at the hairdresser a couple of weeks ago getting my hair cut. And I'm talking away about all this stuff. And you hear the whole hairdressing place, everybody's silent. They're all listening to me. And I made some really good points. So even if they don't believe me, that little seed of thought is going to be there. And it's going to grow when they start relating different things. And they're going to like, ah, I remember. And hopefully that will start opening some eyes. I do it everywhere. Like when my kids come home or whatever, it's like if they bring that garbage, that GMO, that's poison, get it out. Why are you bringing that poison in my house? Eh? And I get, oh, Mom, but it's true, and at least they know it.
If you can get one, if you can get one to listen, maybe they'll wake up another 10. But the process is slow and agonizing as bashing your head against a brick wall.
You have to be patient. You have to be understanding, because where it comes from, their mindset, their conditioning, the way they view things. So, you have to relate it to something similar for them.
All right, I'm going to break in here. We have a caller from Tennessee.
Awesome.
Chris, go ahead.
Yes, I was just listening in on the TSA. I had an encounter. I wouldn't say just an encounter. I rolled past them on Glen Rose and Foster Avenue. They were checking cars and pulling cars over. Luckily, I was able to pass them, and I was just observing what they were doing. I was like, wow, they're on the streets now. So, I mean.
Yeah, and how long till it spreads out?
Yeah, they're really watching you now, aren't they?
So here we have another verification that the Constitution is null and void in Tennessee as to the Fourth Amendment.
And it's real bad down here.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised they haven't run into one of the militia people or sovereign citizen people that. But then again, the mainstream media probably won't ever talk about that sort of confrontation or someone who actually stands up for their rights.
Yeah.
We have a Blackwater base down here, too.
Oh.
So I'm not understanding what they are, but I've heard some bad things about them. And I'm just wondering, are they mercenaries or something?
And where are you? Tennessee, was it?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, this was actually Blackwater at one point was a private mercenary type company security for Cheney's Halliburton, but I think they've been renamed or refitted XKE and what's that proof? Kellogg Brown and Root has pulled up stakes in the States and moved to Dubai so they can avoid criminal prosecution for their theft of all of our taxpayers'
taxes
money.
As well.
Wow, they know the loopholes, don't they? My goodness.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they worry about someone like one of us taking $25,000 and putting it in a Cayman Islands account. They'll go after us. But if you're the owner of MF Global, and we all know what MF probably stands for, MF Global, and you ask the guy, where's the $1.2 billion, and he says, I don't know, okay, that's good enough for me, not guilty.
Right, I don't think so.
Right.
But how did he get
Chris,
away with it,
So, Chris, how do you feel about what you witnessed with the TSA Viper visual intermodal privacy revocation team, what did you feel like when you saw that? What did you feel like as an American?
At first, I was like, what's going on? I didn't understand. I thought it was just like a random check for Amber Alert or something like that. But then when the guy turned his back, when I was driving past him, I seen TSA on his jacket. So I'm like, why are they on the streets checking people and for what? But I never just tried to question it. But when you brought it up, I'm like, wow, I've seen it. So I'm like, they're really becoming worse.
No indication of anything like that was happening. It's just bang, there they are, and now you need to comply. Is that how it's working?
It's just like they're just popping up everywhere. You just I go to Kroger's, and they're in like the sort of the bad neighborhoods or like in the stretch, and then they're close to airports. Like when you're going down a road, it's just like random. They say roadblocks or whatnot, but they're all TSA agents. I'm saying, why do they need TSA agents for roadblocks? If it's a state or a problem, why?
Yeah, that's a valid question. Why are they doing it? What is the point?
Are they armed? Oh, they're armed to the teeth. You see the gun belts?
They're
armed to the teeth, like regular officers. So I'm like, what's the point of them? What are they looking for? Are they just trying to prepare us for
putting in strategic spots and getting ready for the big order, you know?
Or they're trying to condition the sheeple in society to accept, you know, sexual assault, and to accept their being degraded and dehumanized to travel the street to go to work and make a living. And this is the kind of thing that makes me sick and makes me angry about this country. And people need to wake up, and you need to say no to these people. You need to show them your constitution and tell them you know your rights and tell them, get off this highway. I paid for this highway. This is my highway. This isn't yours. You know, this is Gestapo, Hitler-type tactics, and this is exactly what I rail against when I'm running for Congress.
I'm just sick. I'm like beyond the point of like fear or just confusion. I'm like mad. I'm like, why are these people in power? Why are these people allowed to do this? I mean, if I could do something about it, I would try my best. But I'm just one person. They'll do something to me that I never know. But I mean, I don't care. But at the same time, I'd just be swept under the rug like nothing else, like everybody else.
But that's, you need to tell everybody what you saw and what they've seen it. And we need to make everyone aware, and we need to make these Nazis aware that we're not scared of you, and we're not going to take your crap anymore. And this is our country. This isn't their country. I don't, you know, they want to use the excuse. They want to use the excuse that they need to make money, or they need to, you know, they're just following orders. But that just doesn't fly anymore. That's not a valid reason.
You have to have morals and you have to have an ethical value. Like, you can't just follow orders blindly like a, quote, zombie. Like, there's more to it than a personality than that. There's just makes
and
no
maybe
sense
Chris.
To like,
And maybe, Chris, take 10 friends. Next time the congressman in your district has a town hall meeting, take 10 of your friends and stand up in that meeting and tell them you don't want your tax money that's being stolen out of your check paying for that, and see if he or she listens to you. And
you know what?
It takes more than one voice to actually be heard, I'm learning. So, yes, absolutely.
Well, actually, on this point, we were at an actual meeting with a congressman, and a person stood up and spoke out about what's going on. They were escorted out of the conference.
Really?
They were.
That's how they control someone who disagrees with them. It's like, you're not going to listen to me. Okay, you can go because we don't want to deal with you. That's terrible.
And the point that everyone forgets is we're paying these people, these jokes, these unrepresentative people, and they work for us, and they need to be reminded of that, and that just goes hand in hand, you know. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but we need to revoke their paycheck, you know.
How do they have the right to pass all these laws behind closed doors when they're supposed to be by the people, for the people? We're the ones in for the government. We're supposed to have a small government. It's like the government runs the people. It's supposed to be the opposite way. They have to have a conscience to know that they're wrong and follow an order.
Well, that's the thing. They do know, but nobody's doing anything.
everybody, you know, scared, but they have to get like you, Chris. They have to get like me to the point you're angry and you don't care anymore. And when 300 or 200 million people stand up and say, you know, we would rather, you know, die on our feet than live on their knees, you know, these people are finally going to get the picture. They're going to push it too far one day. And, it's, you know, the scenario I keep imagining is like the day April 26, 1992, when that bad verdict came out in the Rodney King case and L.A. exploded. Well, you're going to see major – when something goes down, you're going to see major cities explode just like that, but more than likely 100 times worse. And revolution isn't a glorious thing. It's a very ugly, bloody thing. But, you know, that's what I'm fearing for my grandchildren and everybody's children. But unfortunately, I think it's going to have to be done before all the wrongs in this country get righted, because these people have just taken it way too far. And
Go ahead, finish.
Okay, take for instance, like, you got all these people that's been in office for all this time, like, they don't never get out of office. They hand it down to their family and their children and so forth. All of these people need to be taken out of Congress, legislature, from the president all the way down, and put in fresh new people, because we're the ones that we the ones have to inherit these things, and we still got all these old fossils stuck in their ways in office and power. So I'm like, they need to just come on up out of the office and let some new younger people, you know, take over. You know, take over
and break the cycle, right?
And that's what I'm accused of when I talk, and I'm 100% in line here with Chris. Every time I talk about that, I got some old boy down here. Well, you're one of them who want to blow up the whole thing and start over. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's what we're going to have to do. It's too far gone. I mean, the whole thing is in.
I want to mention something out of our chat room here. Doc DLB said something I thought was pretty funny. 500,000 people attended the inauguration today, and about 7 people missed work.
That was a good one.
Or did they bus them in from other countries?
That's
and
true.
They have increased sightings of drones in Tennessee. There's a lot of drones flying around early morning. You can't miss them. I mean, they're low to the ground, they're high to the ground. They look like, well, I'm like, wow, you can see drones everywhere all morning.
And what do you think they're there for? I've been hearing about drones and stuff, but I really don't understand the significance of having the drones flying around in Tennessee, for example.
These drones are – go ahead, Chris. I said, I have no idea why they're flying around. I guess they're looking for some or just testing their...
I'll tell you why.
I don't get it.
Okay,
here's a mechanic that wants to be a representative. I'll tell you why. Our Congress, another law that was basically glossed over and ignored, Bill H.R. 658, authorized those. You're going to see a spike in drone activity on our soil there. Looking for terrorists in America, and you're going to see a spike in this activity from now in 2015 when they want to have 30,000 of those patrolling our skies. And this is another thing my opponent, Pete Patriot Act Olson, authorized, yes, for funding on that. You know, like we're saying, we're so deep in debt, but we find money to pay the military-industrial complex to violate our Fifth Amendment. So if Joe Smith down the block is growing some pot in his backyard, they're going to see that and arrest him, even though they didn't have a warrant in the first place to fly that drone over his property. You know, it's totally stupid.
Whole new aspect to Big Brother, because I do understand they want to microchip certain drugs now so they can, quote, see how the medication is working, so there's an uplink to a computer so they can monitor you. That's a scary concept when all this other technology is coming around. And these little nanoparticle, little radio thingies that I've been seeing that can fit in the mouth of an ant, like, there's scary stuff out there, and they have the money for all that stuff, but yet they're still in debt, and there's no money for healthcare, there's no money for education, there's no money for this. It's such a hypocrisy, contradiction of terms. I just don't know how educated people can actually work like that without the morals and ethics.
They have, well,
hey,
they're they're forcing their healthcare program on us, whether we like it or not. And and another thing was curious, we were having a debate of, over an issue in that H.R. 3950 bill, and I started to go through it to look for proof of something else, and I'm finding all kinds of things that don't belong in that bill. I'm finding things such as if you sell your house, a percentage of your sale before your realtor gets paid goes to pay for health care. I'm finding that they're going to stick their nose in your business with your children if there's a, you know, any child welfare called in. The government's going to stay in your life the rest of that child's life till he or she turns 18. There's just all kind of horrific stuff. And then they've deleted a lot of sections, or you can't even read certain sections. I'm tempted to, you know, there's lines and numbers missing. I'm tempted to file a Freedom of Information Act to see what it was that they taken out, or what it is that I can't see on these online PDFs.
There seems to be a lot of that business going around. Yeah. Well, gee, I hope you can get the answers you're looking for. That would be really good information, yeah.
And I posted a link in the chat room. It's this game called Devil May Cry 5, and in the first cutscene, it's a guy, I believe he's possessed by a demon or whatnot, and he's talking to the American president, talking about he's going to do such and such if he don't do something with some money, and he's going to collapse him and ruin his name. And it's a very interesting clip, and I would love for y'all to check it out, because you're going to be like, wow. They're putting it, I mean, it's in plain sight for everybody to see. He said, I will collapse the economy and ruin your name, have you taken out of office and killed. I'm talking about, he was talking crazy to the president. And this was an elite guy. He's an elite. So I'm like, wow, what's really going on?
And you saw that where?
And it's a Devil May Cry 5. It's the first cutscene. And he's talking to the American president. And you just got to watch it and listen to what he's saying. You're going to be like, what? Are they, they're putting things in plain sight. They're mixing truth with lies in plain sight. That's their game. They like play games like
that. Yeah, that's the first time I've heard something like that. Yeah. And there's nothing better than hiding something right in plain sight. Nobody thinks to look, right? And it's like they tease you with it.
They're thinking like, oh, they're just you know, part of the game or whatnot. I'm gonna repost it so y'all can see it. And, I mean, wow, it's a shocker.
Yeah, I believe you.
A friend of mine brought it to my attention. I just happened to just go check it out, and I was like, whoa, he's on to something.
Mhm. That will be something interesting to watch.
We're not only fighting the world, it's a spiritual battle also.
Oh, I believe that. It's energy, good energy.
Yes. It's all of this is connected.
I would think
all of it. And yeah, so Tammy is just falling down the rabbit hole, and the more tunnels you turn right and left in, that you're gonna find, and like Chris is saying, it's all connected. But
yeah,
no,
I found many, as a matter of fact. It is funny you say that, because the whole reason my eyes are wide open is I'm sick, and I've found out
6 months ago, I have a condition called Morgellons. And I think it's been a little over a month and a half. I started researching Morgellons to find out why I was sick and why nobody would help me. And
I have someone who will help you. I have someone who can help you.
Well, we have someone, too, that she's a sponsor of ours. Her name is Tricia Springstead, and she's going to be a host here pretty soon on our network.
Awesome.
Just trying to find out why I was sick, and then I learned about chemtrails, and then I learned about GMOs, and then I learned about HARP, and then I'm like, oh my God, they're all overlapping, holy crap, and how come nobody can...
And Steve, and I see Tammy learned enough information and can talk intelligently enough, and that's how she found Freedomizer.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I called in to talk about Morgellons, and here I am now.
Awesome, and what you need to do is look up this website. It's called thetruthdenied.com.
Yeah, Roxy Lopez. I'm aware of her. I actually have talked to her, and nice lady. She has got it on. She knows exactly what's going on. She's a very smart chickie. Much respect there.
Yeah, and Roxy's gone through a lot of headaches too. She's trying to get the chemtrail conference together and was hijacked by some of the Green Party and some imposters and lawsuits and all kind of crazy. And she's getting close to some serious information because she was telling me the last conversation I had with her, they fired her off of one radio network with no notice, and somebody else picked her up, and there's just all kind of crazy stuff going on. But Carol.
Well, I was just reading
Carter, I believe she works with on the Morgellons issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just reading something she wrote too. She's really good at all her research and stuff. But go ahead.
So what's exactly going on with the chemtrails, because I got a kind of understanding about, like, as far as, like, they're trying to hatch something that can either hatch some light or, like, it's barium nitrate and some other chemicals in it, and some of the infrared light and
aluminum, barium, and strontium.
Yep.
Aluminum, barium,
and body.
And it's a United Nations Agenda 21 program to so-called stop the global warming, but what it's doing is actually ruining the composition of our soil, so it's harder for us to grow our own food. It's all about
poisoning
control.
Everything. Yeah, it's poisoning everything, and even if you don't want to eat GMO foods, you can't even grow your own food because the soil's contaminated. It mutates the insects, it's killing the animals. In Canada here, because of the chemtrails, and I'm an outdoorsy girl, I see all the tops of the trees are dying and dead, and stuff in the garden doesn't grow as well anymore. Our animals are getting deformations, and you see stuff. Absolutely.
And
honeybees,
we have a shortage of honeybees in America, so there's some
I was actually reading on honeybees. Are you interested in hearing what I discovered about the population of honeybees?
But in about 2 minutes, we need to take a break, and at some point, we'll probably have to say goodnight to Steve.
No rush on you, Steve.
I know we've had you for almost an hour and a half, and I don't want to burn you out.
Right, and save some for another broadcast.
Good answer.
go ahead and talk to us, and then we'll take a break.
But
go
yes, what's up?
To
oh well, no, I was in line reading about that. But Chris, if you haven't heard of it, Google or Yahoo or Start Page, preferably Start Page Agenda 21, the United Nations program. It's linked with the chemtrails. It's linked with the smart meters that are being forced on Americans. Yeah, it's a whole green agenda to force us to live like bees in a beehive type of society, to the point where you can't own your own property, to the point you can't own your own vehicle. It's all about control, and like you're saying, it's all becoming connected. I'm just sick and tired of ignorant Americans and people I run into that think it's a conspiracy theory and can't see what's happening, because something's seriously wrong here. And one thing we missed with the gun control issue and the Sandy Hook debacle is no one in the mainstream media has mentioned the UN Small Arms Treaty that was debated.
And to me, that's the whole reason for the Sandy Hook.
That's right. And I had seen some curious video from Anonymous and the American Resistance Movement that mentioned quite a bit about that, but I have to get time to research that. But I find it funny that we've got these two groups joining forces together. So something heavy is going on here. And with that, I'm going to let you guys take over the show. I'm going to wish you well, and Proof, you'll be here for me soon enough.
Do you have any website you want to promote before you leave?
Yeah, you will. You can look at www.stevesussman2010.ning.com, or just look up Steve Sussman for Congress on any search engine. You can look at my website, my pictures, my views, my articles, and hopefully in 2014, if we have a country left, I'm going to take this guy out finally.
Okay.
So,
I love your enthusiasm. That was wonderful.
you guys carry on. Have a good show, and we'll be talking to each other again real soon.
Yes, that was wonderful. Great talking to you, Stephen. And I look forward to our next meeting.
I'm going to go ahead and mute you here. I'm going to take a break.
All right. Thank you, Proof.
Steve. And Tammy, give us a few minutes here, as well as the rest of the audience. We're going to go over some more news here momentarily.
I'll be back in 2 seconds myself, so you go ahead and do what you got to do.
All right, you got about 4 minutes, so whatever you need to do, have fun.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll be back.
Elohim Servant Emmanuel on Freedomizer Radio. Sound Doctrine Ministries. I hear you playing in our image. So what? They can hear of my divine scheme. Me, Halel. Like it will stop me somehow. Do you think you have the power through Elohim, you servant of his? Well, do you? I said, do you? Even try to match wits with me. Bring it on. In our image, on Sundays, this will be so much fun.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there, come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh. Every Sunday night at 9:30
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live shows. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping. So go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solavay. And Solavay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solavay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solavay. You sign up enough people, and Solavay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solavay.com/Freedomizer. That's Solavay, Solavei.com/Freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solavay.com/Freedomizer.
We're basically just a little past the halfway mark of the show here, and I have our new Monday co-host here, Tammy, is with us, and it sounds like you're doing great so far. It's nice having you here.
Oh, great. I'm having a good time, too. Good people, and let's keep it going.
Yeah, the last time I had a Monday co-host, I had her live for a training just like you. And she didn't like the guests, so she just quit on air.
Oh, really? I missed that one, but sorry to hear that, but I will do that.
Only had one guest on in my 3 years of being on air, but
What timing?
Sounds like
timing.
Not like that.
No, I'm pretty easy going and stuff, and I'm good. Maybe you get a little colorful and... Good thing you can't see me because my arms would be going and I'd probably be bouncing in my chair. But no, I'm pretty sociable and easy to talk to and understanding, open-minded. Just if you're ready to ask the question, be ready for any answer. That's your warning.
All right. And if anyone wants to call in and try and help us train Tammy with taking calls and stuff, that's fine too. Otherwise, we'll get into some news. Now, I am hoping that you grabbed a few articles here. I told you that as being part of the co-host, you're not behind the scenes. I mean, I probably do most of the talking, but you do get your segment so everybody knows who you are.
Yeah,
the goal of
yeah.
having co-host is so I can groom you into taking a regular time slot on your own and doing well with it.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I'm looking forward to that, actually, and I'm open to any suggestions, ideas. I like to talk. I get verbal diarrhea, and I can just spew, and I'm so...
Hey, it's better to have the verbal diarrhea than to sit here and be scared of talking.
Oh, I'm not scared of talking, trust me. And I'm so full of useless information, it's silly. I think it's actually starting to be useful now. It must be the maturity. Yeah, we'll call it maturity.
All right. I don't know if you want to look at this article here that I just dropped on the freedomizerradio.com chat room.
Let me just have a look there.
I'm going to go start this without you here, and, of course, you could join us.
Yeah, you go right ahead. Give me a minute
and,
there.
In Mississippi, students are handcuffed for having their pants sagging in Mississippi schools.
Well, it's a little extreme, but I kind of like the idea why they're doing this. It's just too funny, you know? Yeah,
well,
it's
let
like
me
little kids that have never learned
share
how to
the issue here. Harsh disciplinary practices in Mississippi schools, including handcuffing students for sagging, have caused an uproar. The U.S. Justice Department has filed a lawsuit claiming that school officials in Mississippi have gone too far.
Yeah,
according to reports, children in Mississippi schools have been facing harsh discipline, including expulsion and jail time, for relatively minor issues. The ACLU and NAACP are working together in an effort to deter the issue. They claim these problems have plagued Mississippi schools statewide for years. And so as it goes, that the lawsuit filed in Mississippi by the U.S. Justice Department alleges that such harsh discipline does not deter bad behavior.
Yeah,
some children have been repeatedly jailed, which causes them to miss school and puts them in contact with real criminals. So I am not a pants sagger. I don't like to wear my pants tight either. I'm one of those that like my pants to fit just perfectly. So if I have or do not have a belt, it wouldn't really matter much. At the same time, I am not real interested in having people be arrested for bad fashion sense.
No, I agree with that.
I don't want to see people necessarily get tickets, because if they get to a point where they can arrest people for 90 days for having saggy pants, well, what happens to people like me who like having my hair long? And for some people, that they would say I would lose my man card because my hair is past my shoulders.
Yeah, it's like something I read in the UK that they want to actually, put in a tax or something for obesity or religious.
Well, Japan does that now. You get arrested for being fat.
That's just beyond belief, because there's medical reasons for being fat. There's also the GMO concept, but we won't go that way tonight. But
now, I'll let everybody know, my pants size is 36 by 32. So I have a 36-inch waist, and actually, if stores sold more size 35 pants, I would fit into them. I have a couple of 35, 32s, but let's just say 36, 32 just for argument's sake. Japan, if you're a guy, your biggest waist size allowed without legal recourse against you is 33.5 inches,
really?
and a female is allowed 35.5 inches.
That's crazy. See, and this is, I'm a big girl, and I'm not saying big chunky. I'm 6 feet tall, and I'm very muscular. I have never in my life ever fit on that doctor's chart that when you go into the doctor, you should be within these guidelines. I have never fallen in those guidelines. I've always been in shape and whatever, and they still have the nerve to tell me, and now my 25-year-old daughter, that, oh, you're not in the guidelines, you're overweight, you need to lose weight. And I'm like, are you kidding me? My daughter could not get any skinnier without me being concerned for her health. And, hey, I'm old, I'm 45 years old, I'm supposed to look like this, but at least I'm not obese. But how dare you look at me, see my mass, and assume that I'm overweight because I don't fall in your guideline. The last time I was 165 pounds, I think, was in grade 7. I'm a big girl, and I've always been athletic, so I'm muscular, so that's more mass and more weight, and I have dense bone structure, so there's more mass, more weight. Of course I'm not going to fall in the guidelines. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm 6'1" and weigh about 218, and that's to me means you're a 35-inch waist. So according to Japanese standards, I would be the one getting arrested. I understand the whole nature of the I'm open, because that's the sagging your pants is gangster speak for saying that you're looking for some and you're
that's
available.
That's an invitation, that's right. Yeah, I heard that. I believe that.
I get that, and I know people want to stop it, but at the same point, are you going to get arrested for wearing mismatched socks? I know my girls like to do that now. I know that's
the
latest phase here. If you
or tattoos or earrings or blue hair, like it's getting ridiculous, totally ridiculous.
Well, in Iran, and if you live in Iran, you're only allowed for a guy. You're allowed one of five different hairstyles, and they're posted in every hair salon in Iran. And if you're a lady, you're allowed you can have seven different choices.
I did not know that. I always wondered why they never, like, varied their hairstyle. Yeah, wow, that's really interesting. It's all about control, isn't it? All about control.
Right, so that's why I'm saying here, and I'm giving my stance here, as sad as it is to see kids sagging, as long as they're if boxers, to me, are not private parts, so... If somebody wants to do that, I would teach my kids against it. And if it was me personally, I'd love to have a water pistol and just shoot them with it. But other than that, there's not much we can do.
Yeah, I'd probably do something really goofy, like go right up to them and grab them by their belt buckles and say, "Oh, here, let me help you with that," and hike them up. But that's the mother in me. That's something I would do because I'm forward like that. Yeah. You're going to remember that moment. I bet you see me coming. You're going to pull them up next time, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Everybody's like a kid.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Oh, I thought it might have been your turn.
Oh, no. I actually had stuff, but then I had to shut down my whole web pages because something happened, and now I can't find the stuff I saved. So you're going to have to save me tonight, and I'll be... better prepared for next time.
All right. We'll live with it. And of course, you might be able to grab an article or two on a commercial break.
Well, actually,
we have Critic. Critic from Washington is joining us here.
Hi, Critic.
Critic, welcome in.
Yep.
You know what? There is a funny story in Atlanta about a guy was telling some kid to pull up his pants, and you'd asked him two or three times to do it. Told him to pull up his goddamn pants two or three times. He wouldn't do it, and finally he got tired of the kid not pulling his pants up, so he reached into his cash, and I don't mean the green kind, and pulled out his
cash,
cash
day, I guess.
And he shot him in the ass. And, he basically pulled his pants up after that. But,
that's a good story. Thanks for sharing that.
But it is prison culture, so it is kind of fitting that if they are handcuffing the kids or something like that, and, maybe they need to understand where that stuff comes from, because a lot of these kids emulate it and they don't even know what it means.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, somebody says, "Oh, look, that's cool. Let's try it," and then off it goes, right? Yeah, kind of like high school. Yeah,
and it's kind of like I have mixed feelings about that kind of stuff too, because then it gets out there, and they don't know what it means, and if this running around here trying to be one of the no, it's not something you want to emulate. You don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you don't want to be somebody's bitch. Because that's what it means.
Exactly. It's an invitation for something you really don't want to join.
So, it may be a fashion statement and all, and some may say, it's extreme to arrest somebody about something like that, but that's where it comes from. So, you need to understand the truth of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be running around with swastikas and brown.
Yeah, exactly. Implying something you don't understand. You're just asking for trouble or a bad repercussion. I hear you.
So, but you know, I, like I said, I'm kind of mixed culture about that. I'm mixed feelings about that because, it, and for me, it gets tainted with the black community like that.
Kind you think of so?
And I just, you know, I don't like seeing it, quite frankly. You know?
No, I don't like seeing it. I think it looks sloppy, and I don't, yeah, a lot of kids are doing it. Doesn't matter their color, their race. I find them doing it. Even the natives around here are doing it. I find a lot of the aboriginals are trying to do the gang style look happening. So, yeah, it's interesting to see the kids doing it. I hope they really stop because they do look really sloppy. Or better yet, what about those people that are walking around in those sleeper pants, you know? You know what I mean? They go to the store, get gas, and they're wearing their jammy pants. Isn't that, like, lazy? What does anybody think of that?
Shreveport, Louisiana passed a law on that as well where they're going to fine people. And like I said, I just think it's useless to fine people or arrest people based on bad fashion. I mean, if we are going to have our freedom of speech, unfortunately, freedom of your own body has to take place as well in order to.
That is a good point, Proof. That is a good point. But I think you should really respect yourself, too, and be aware of your appearance, you know, have at least a little bit of care of how you present yourself.
Well, I remember auditioning at the Comedy Store once, and they told me I would be a lot funnier if I cut my hair.
Yeah, okay.
And that I should be more respectful of being in public.
You're right. And this coming from you, like
so,
I said,
I don't know
well,
how
I
cutting
got, like,
my hair would have made me funnier on stage, but that was her discussion on it.
Yeah, everybody has an opinion, eh? And I find people always try to change somebody else for their own means. Yeah, you're right. Good point, Proof. Good point.
All right.
What else you got? Oh, okay.
Well,
here's something that I was looking at. Critic
is time here. What did you want to? What else did you want to talk about?
Well. I don't know if anybody looked at the, I guess he's the 45th now of the inauguration or something like that. I bothered to listen to any of the speech. I just happened to catch it on the radio this morning. And basically, more lies and blah, blah, blah. The only thing that I liked about the first time when he got inaugurated was when Aretha Franklin was there. But she wasn't there at this one. They had Big Mouth Kelly Clarkson singing, so I didn't like that.
Wow. I couldn't give you an opinion. I don't have enough information. I apologize.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Well, I don't feel so guilty now, then. Thanks.
But what is the deal? Proof would probably know this. Now, is that constitutional that they have to be sworn in on January 20th, or is that something that they just kind of, you know, like they did with that first inauguration where they had to do a second swearing because something they did was incorrect or something?
I thought the date was always January 20th myself, and I know that Barry Totoro Davis and his wife were there to get sworn in private. Nobody got to watch that unless your name was Joe Biden.
Well, you kind of
so
broke
who knows
up.
What Bible he was sworn in on, or if he was, or if there was any differences, or if they just laughed it off and didn't do it. Well, we don't know.
Because I can't believe it. Well, I'm sure that that's not the first time that, you know, the January 20th has fallen on a weekend like that. So.
Right.
You know, that's why I questioned about because they said, well, it has to be, so they had a private ceremony, from what I understand. And I don't know whether that that's always been within the Constitution that that happens, or, you know, whether they're just saying that because there was something that they were doing that they didn't want the public to know. No, I just was curious as to what the real story was behind that.
Yeah, I'm not too sure on that. Other than, I thought every swearing in had to be public, but I figured if you're a public official, you have to be sworn in public.
That may would make sense. But there's a lot of steps being missed and ignored, I've been noticing, on Canada and the States, for example. So it doesn't surprise me things are sliding through. So
well,
go ahead,
yeah.
Someone say something. I was kind of catching up on what Proof had put up here on. So while I read that, someone go ahead and say something.
It's just the HR 226. I've talked about that already today.
Okay,
HR 226 is the bill that a Democratic congresswoman out of Ohio wants to put out that will give you tax credits in exchange for turning in all your weapons.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Okay, that's what it was. Well, I just caught a quick glimpse. Oh,
that
broke
sound
up
like
there.
A nice American program there, critic?
Was that Marcy Kaptur?
Let me grab her name real quick. It is, I just had it up here. Hang on.
Yeah, I closed my window. I can't help you there.
It is Rosa DeLauro out of, I'm sorry, it's Rosa DeLauro out of Connecticut. My mistake.
Oh, okay. Marcy Kaptur had introduced something as well, too, not too long ago. I don't remember exactly what that was, but I think it was something gun-related.
Right, so
yeah,
obviously I'm not a big fan of trading in your weapons for tax credits.
No. I wouldn't
be
a big fan of trading in my gun at all, actually. I can understand how people are getting kind of nervous about that, because I never really thought about it before and all the gun issues started. And then not too long ago, my son was having a sleepover and I'm home by myself, and I had a drunk person walk in my house. And I wasn't feeling good. I have more gallons. I have weak moments. And I'm thinking, here's this really big guy, and he's really drunk. And if he tries to hurt me, what the hell am I going to do? And that's when after the fact, I'm thinking, gee, you know, a gun would have been good, because I could have had this little revolver and say, you know what, drunk guy, get out of my house, because I have my life, my son's life, and now my son's friend's life responsible. And that really made me think, because I wasn't a big gun person. But after that little scare and thinking, yeah, defending myself, when I was young, I was strong. Now I'm not. Now anything could have happened. Oh, my God, yeah. So it's either a gun or I get my freak bat. And I can do pretty good home runs with my freak bat. Just saying.
Well, they have, over 10,000 people they claim at the gun shows up here this weekend up here in this area or something like that. Now, they supposedly had some old gun buyback program, and you know, only got 26 people to turn them in. So, and then they had, like, a protest that was going on here in the Capitol or something. They said there was over a couple of thousand people there at the protest. So that says a lot that I don't think people are ready to turn in the guns and
I agree. Yeah, and that's your go ahead.
No, I'm finished.
Oh, you were finished? Okay. We were talking about this, a friend of mine, we were talking about the states and their gun thing, handing them all in, and we've got talking about how we recently in the last, I think it was 10-15 years, had to register all firearms. And the more you think about it, the more you realize, yeah, they really know what you got, where you live, how many you got. You couldn't really hide it. So if something is supposed to happen or if it's going to happen, yeah, they really got you nailed. And then I hear about how they put the chips in your licenses and stuff like that so they can be within 10 feet of you and have all your personal information. It just terrifies me how much control we let them have under the guise of, hey, this is easier for your life kind of ideology. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know I talk fast, eh? Sorry.
That's all right.
Any comments?
All right, anything else on your mind here? I'm going to take a break in about 3 minutes, so I was hoping you might have had another story.
No, I just kind of wondered about the inaugurational swearing in. And,
I didn't watch it at all. I was busy at work, and everybody I know didn't watch it. I'm sure a lot of people must have.
Well, I'm
yeah,
sure
well,
that.
I think the joke said it all in the chat room.
I didn't really watch it. I just listened to it on the radio because they had it on. But, no, I just wondered if there was something significant to the two ceremonies that they had as far as that was concerned. So, We didn't miss anything, so...
Okay, well, with that being said, let's go back to that gun topic. And I recently saw about Obama's response to Alex Jones. Did anybody see that video yet?
Well, I don't
Anyone?
Think it was necessarily him. He was mentioning something to everybody that's against the gun grabbing.
Yeah, it was just a really well-done video. I'm going to see if I can put that link in the chat room. But I just thought that was really interesting, and I thought he... had some really valid points that people should consider. And I don't know all the situation about it all. I did see the videos because I think he's a very interesting kind of guy. And he made some really good points. And that English guy, I can't remember his name. I'm terrible, terrible for names.
Piers Morgan.
He just looked like an English biscuit that was drier than hell. It was just another person that's just very proud of his own voice to talk and made absolutely stupid sense. And, yeah, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I put the link up in the chat room, and it's there for anybody to watch. I found it really interesting. I chuckled at a few spots, but he does make some really good points. And he's really in their face, so it's very interesting. He even said something about civil war is here, so I'm very interested to see how that's going to play out, if there's going to be this war with words happening. We shall see.
Well, that's all we've had the last 4 years with was basically linguistics battles.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, I'm a newbie, and I'm finding this all really, I'm smiling to myself, saying, yeah, go. So, I don't know how anybody else thinks, but, sorry, go ahead.
A hypocrite, because, I'm willing to bet that Piers Morgan has a couple of caches, it's stashed away in his boudoir and places like that, all these people that get up there and advocate that, it's okay for everybody else, but not for them. But I'll let you 10-1 with the enemies that he's made, that he's got a nice little arsenal stashed away someplace. So,
I don't believe it, yeah. People are doing some really sneaky things, I have to say. It's starting to look so bad, it's just looking so bad.
All right, I just want to let you know, Critic, I need to take my commercial time out here in just a second. But I want to let everybody know out there that Pastor Lindsey Williams will be in tomorrow. I'm also expecting Bob Tuscan as well. So hopefully you guys will remember to check out Lindsey, and you'll bring some friends as well. Hopefully we'll blow this up again. Critic, anything you want to add before I go to break?
No, that was it.
All right, thank you so much for being a good friend of the network, Critic.
Yeah, Critic, and it was so nice actually getting to talk to you. I've heard you a few times. I've gotten a chance to listen to the radio show, and you have some great information, and I love hearing you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, on that note, let's take our time out. We'll be right back.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can, and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedom.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone.
There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last.
AntiWarTea.com is to promote anti-war activism, unlocking minds and shattering paradigms. By purchasing one of these t-shirts, you become an anti-war activist. www.antiwartea.com, bringing peace and human rights to the mainstream. Buy it, wear it, become it. Anti-War Tea.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up the Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Van Houten, co-host and producer of Getz and Rising on FreedomizerRadio.com. Join host Libby Gadsden and me every Monday through Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk with cutting-edge guests about the truth of a variety of topics. We are 100% free speech. Gadsden Rising on Freedomizer Radio, because you can handle the truth.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Thank you.
guys, welcome back. Proof is here, of course. And, well, we're into hour number three right now.
Hi, guys.
Tammy is with us.
Well,
we're
yeah,
on for 3 hours,
everybody.
Tammy.
Yeah, thank you. I was trying to look for some good news while we had our little break, but I was unsuccessful, so I'm trying to find my links to my bookmarks. Oh,
well,
I hate technology.
A lot of the places I like to go to are blacklisted news. I will check out InfoWars. I'll check out naturalnews.com, among other sites. And there's like 10 or 12 websites that I scatter for news. And of course, when you have 3,000 friends, and 2,000
yeah.
of them or more are patriots, you end up getting a lot of news.
Yeah, I was looking for some stuff today, and I had a slew of stuff, and then while I was getting ready to come online with you tonight, I had some technical difficulties with my web pages, lost them all. I did link them, but for some reason my links disappeared, so I'm drastically, frantically searching for them so I can kind of look intelligent, but hey, go right ahead there, Bruce, and save me.
Hey, it's your first time on air as a co-host, so I'm not worried about it.
Oh, thank you. No bullet. I'm good.
Hey, we're just hoping to keep you. That's all.
Yeah, I'm a good learner. No worries. Go with the flow. Roll with it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you here while we're here, and
sure.
I'm going to take a few minutes and let the world know who Tammy is. And
no.
So, what are the main topics that you like to cover?
Oh, geez, I've been really busy with my Morgellon search most recently. Once I started discovering what was going on with me, I started a Facebook website, well, group. Morgellons, much more than that, because I started finding Morgellons was a lot more than that, and I figured if I'm going to start discovering something I never heard of before and I'd been struggling with open wounds for 5 years, I think other people need to be aware, because there's no reason to struggle and suffer as much as this and have every doctor tell you that you're doing it to yourself when you know you're not. And then there's professionals, and there's babies, and there's cows, and there's dogs, and there's polar bears getting this disease, so you can't tell them they're all crazy. So something's really going on. With that being said, I've met a lot of people with Morgellons, and it's kind of really good because I thought I was the only one, but I'm past that now. I've met a lot of people like me all over the world, I'm finding, and we all have such similar stories. We're all treated the same way by all the doctors, even in Sweden. So I had a friend of mine actually ask me recently, we should get a bunch of us together so we can make our own little videos and bring more awareness, because a lot of people don't know about Morgellons and what we have to go through. Because it destroys lives. We lose our jobs. We lose our families. We lose our friends. It's a really debilitating disease, and we're all going to get it, apparently. So I was approached to get all these stories together, and I have a friend of mine that's actually a producer, and I asked him just the other day, well, I was approached, would you be interested? And he's like, absolutely, I'm interested in doing this topic. And he asked me to ask my friends, other Morgies, some like to be called Morgies, some don't. I don't mind it. What they would like in it. So it's gone over really well. I'm getting a lot of comeback on that. So that's going to be something I'll be doing in the process. I haven't been working lately because of the Morgellons. I was previously a first aid instructor and an office administrator. I'm also a professional groomer. I did go to college for that. So I know all kinds of useless information. I'm looking forward to getting better. I'm learning about natural eating. I've switched all to organics. I've learned all about GMO foods, Monsanto, the chemtrails. Basically, I'm focusing on Morgellons, trying to understand it more, meeting more new people, that it seems every day there's someone new that has found one of many sites I'm now a member of that first time, I don't know what it is, what I'm going through, what I'm feeling, and they're scared, nobody listens, they think I'm crazy, and there's we all have been there. We all understand it. So we help each other through, and it's a really good support group. And the main purpose that we're trying to do right now is bring awareness. A lot of people recently and lately are actually starting to step forward now because it's a really, it's a very strange, strange kind of symptom. And because the doctors tell us we're crazy, we don't really like to talk about it. But when you get people like me that you have to see me every day. And like I told you, I was teaching first aid. So I was teaching groups of 10, 15 adults, and they would see the scabs on my face and the sores on my arms and the bandages. I've been asked if I was actually advertising bandage sales for the business I was teaching first aid at, and that's wow. not what it was about. Yeah, but stuff like that. So anyways, I was kind of used to being seen in the public with all these ghastly, nasty sores. Like, I played baseball, and I'd have these huge gaping wounds on my arms and legs, or I'd have bandages, and it was hard to wear clothes, and the heat hurts, and sweating hurts, but you still got to live, right? So I'm not afraid. So when I discovered what Morgellons was, if I'm going to start discovering it, everybody I know is going to know what I'm learning because they all see me. They all know me. They were all coming up to me. Oh, my God, Tammy, what happened to your face? Oh, my God, Tammy, are you burning yourself with cigarettes? Holy crap, Tammy, were you burned in a fire? Because the scars look like that. I have them all over my face, my arms, my back, my legs. It's pretty nasty, and they never heal. My sores have been open for 5 years. They'll heal a little bit, and then they'll re-flare again. So it's a really debilitating disease, and there's more to it than what you just see on the skin. It's what you don't see on the inside. So with that being said, the whole focus is bring it out in the open, be public about it, try and explain it to people. And a lot of people are focused on, well, what caused it? Is it bacteria? Well, no one really knows yet. There's a lot of hypotheses and theories. A lot of people have three main ones that we're playing around with right now, but I'm not really going to get into that right now until I get more information, because anything I talk about regarding Morgellons or chemtrails, I usually make sure that I have all the information I can find before I talk about it, because I like to make sure I can back myself up with facts, because you always have those doubters or those people that are going to try and put their two cents in because they have their belief system, and I respect that. I do. But you got to have all different tangents of all the different facts to really get the big picture. And trust me, people, my eyes are so wide open now, I have the biggest picture I never thought I would see. All I can say at this point right now is it's like kind of a comic book where you got the villain and you got the good guy, and the good guy wants to fight the bad guy that's trying to take over the planet and kill everybody kind of deal. It's like a really bad comic book. It really is. So anyways, once we get to the awareness of Morgellons out there. Yeah, I think more awareness and people really start to open their eyes that there's more going on here than what they've really been told, what they really see, and what they really know. Because even if you don't believe me now about what's going on, I bet you in 5-10 years you're going to look like me. It's almost guaranteed to happen because the proof is so there, and it's just a scary thought. And when the medical community doesn't want to help you, there's definitely something wrong. Because in the research I've found so far, I believe 10 years Morgellons has been known to the medical community, but it's been just brushed off as a delusional disease. I can't even think of the word right now because I wasn't prepared to talk about it. But it's psychosis. It's supposed to be all in your head. And believe me, the doctors tell you that. In the 5 years that I've been sick with these actual sores, I've seen so many doctors and specialists, and they all tell you, yeah, you're doing it to yourself. When I first started, it was, oh, you're drinking too much coffee. You have to take the coffee out of your diet, and that'll stop these sores, these lesions. So I cut out drinking all coffee. I was a tea drinker for months. The sores got worse. The sores never got better, so I go back. Oh, well, you need to go on these antibiotics. So I go on the antibiotics, and all they would do was cover the skin over the things that were coming out of my skin, but they were always still there anyway. So it was like having needles poke you all the time, 24/7 for months. So that wasn't working. And you just get so frustrated of being told you're doing it to yourself, you're doing it to yourself. My final conclusion was from the doctor who says, well, you know, every time you get emotional, it causes a chemical reaction in your brain, and this is your end result. And I'm looking at him, are you for real? So I can't have any emotion at all, and I'm going to get a reaction? That's just beyond belief. And then when they don't have an answer for you, they prescribe you these psychotic pills to it'll stop your itching. Are you kidding? I have huge red oozing wounds. The itching is not the point right now. My concern right now would be the secondary infection from any kind of virus entering through my skin, which is my normal defense. Like, it makes no sense to me whatsoever. So it's a huge, huge issue for me and 600,000 other people like me that have actually come forward to say, yeah, hey, I have Morgellons too, and my doctor's not listening to me too. There's some really tragic stories out there. I can think of at least four that just bring me to tears to think about it, because I so relate to their pain, their anguish, their suffering, and the disbelief that the medical community, the people we are supposed to trust, has totally turned their back on them. It's beyond belief. You go in for something, the doctor assumes it's this, gives you the treatment for that, it doesn't work, and more treatment, and then when he has no more treatment, all of a sudden it's your fault and you're the crazy one? Nope, something has to be done about that. Okay, my vent's over, I'm good. Any comments?
That's okay, I guess now I know that you might need 5 minutes to get on the box here and start talking. I understand.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I get a little going there, that verbal diarrhea, and it just blurts, and I go with it. But obviously, I'm very passionate about it because I'm living it.
Right.
And when people are talking, when our guest was talking previously about chemtrails and people opening up their eyes, it's like, you're not going to really understand what's happening until you become like me. And you don't really know how sick you are until you see the sores, because that's your outward sign. There's a lot of things going on inside that you don't know yet or don't see yet because we take so much for granted. But when you're being attacked by so many different factors, things are like, you're really going to have to open your eyes, because someday you are going to have these sores that are going to itch and drive you crazy and never heal. And people are going to think, do you know how much I hate acne commercials? I could just throw my boot at a TV as soon as those acne commercials come on. It's like you're intentionally making hundreds of thousands of people who are going to get sick feel like lepers. They just disgust me. It's just how I feel about that. So I share. That was a verbal point. Anyway, yeah, so any comments?
Well, I was going to bring up another issue here.
Sure.
All right. Now, I don't know how most Canadians feel about this global warming or global cooling or climate change or however you want to slice it and dice it up.
Okay.
Davis Commissioned Alliance, which is in Switzerland, there's a World Economic Forum, and they're suggesting that to stop global warming, even though scientists believe we're in a cooling stage right now, that's not the matter. The matter is that in order to stop global warming, every country needs to contribute to this group until they reach $14 trillion.
Are you kidding?
So they feel they could stop global warming if this group can get a combined $14 trillion in money.
That leaves a lot of questions for my mind. First off, if you want to stop it, stop the spraying or whatever is contaminating, because there's multiple factors with that as well. We have the science, we have the technology, we have the awareness, and it's still continuing. I can't see how they think they can get more people's money just to stop something that can easily be stopped by just stopping the action. What do you think?
Well, if we can stop these death dumps and geoengineering and insert what you want to call the chemtrail effort here.
Yes.
For all we know, they're blocking out the sun and blocking out rays.
I read that, yeah.
A lot of disease comes out of that because if you can't get vitamin D. I found out last week that I have what's called winter's eczema.
Yeah.
And when the weather gets too cold here, and I get it every few years, I haven't gotten it in like 4 or 5, but my hands have all kinds of open wounds on them, and my hands turn red. They're not frostbitten, but when it gets cold, my hands turn red, and it looks nasty, and it's just now starting to heal up.
Well, good for you. I hope it gets better. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. My mom gets really, really bad hands as well. Excuse me. What was your point with that, by the way?
I lost my thought when I checked. I was going somewhere and I got sidetracked, but that's okay.
Yeah. And I had a really good comeback for you, too. Oh, hold on. I got another cough coming. Excuse me.
All right. Anyway, former Mexican President Felipe Calderon is mentioning the most on this climate change here, I guess. And he says this includes everything from the power generation, transport and buildings to industry, forestry, water and agriculture. The extra spending amounts to roughly $7 billion a year until 2030 and would provide a much needed economic stimulus as well as reduce the cost associated with global warming.
Wow.
So he thinks that for $50 billion, for example, what would stop a Hurricane Sandy.
Wow. Why not just dismantle HAARP? Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
That was the first thing I could think of because it's like, well, you know, if you stop screwing around with nature, maybe things would get back to normal and we wouldn't need to spend all this crazy money on things that are redundant. You know, it can go into much better things like the people, you know, helping the people.
Right, so it doesn't matter how many of these studies come out and says that that global warming stopped 15 years ago and we're in a cooling cycle. They just go on anyway. They don't care.
Yeah, Exactly my point. It's all a monopoly. It's all about who can make the bigger bucks, and we are all expendable. They've already proven that.
So as long as they have our money and make us poor, then they can keep going. When it comes to Al Gore and that type of stuff, it doesn't matter. All that matters is you stuff American dollars in your pockets. And he doesn't care that he sold his Smell-O-Vision network to an oil conglomerate that happens to also do news.
Exactly.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. They've all got their hands in the same pockets, or at least they're in a little circle with each hand in each other's pockets.
If he was that worried about global warming and trying to disable all these oil companies, he wouldn't have sold Current TV to an oil executive.
Yeah, hypocrisy. It makes no sense. The logic is beyond me how they're going to keep going with it
anyway and just pretend that nobody saw it because the average person has no clue. The average person is just happy that American Idol starts tomorrow.
Exactly. I actually made that point today as well, too. Yeah. Somebody was flicking through the guide and said, oh, hey, boo-boo. I'm like, oh, right away I was totally disgusted. I'm like, really? And that little girl's going to grow up and have a complex when she realizes what they did to her. You know, like, oh, my God, the things they do to distract you from what's really going on. They're just mixing up our priorities in the worst possible way. Even the school system. I was trying to explain to a very good friend of mine about chemtrails and stuff like that, and we got on the topic of the I Don't Know More that I'm really big on here in Canada. And I was questioning her, and she had the gall to say to me, well, what's it to them? We were here first. And I looked at her, I'm like, are you serious? You really think the colonists were here first? Well, yeah, they can't just come over and take our land. Oh, my God, honey, no, that's not what it is. They were here first. We're the colonizers that took over their land. She goes, well, they couldn't have been here first. Someone had to be there before them. And I'm just shaking my head because she's not getting what I'm telling her. Indigenous people are the people that are originally in the land before the colonizers come, right? Trying to explain. And she still couldn't get it. And I'm just baffled how and where she got her education in history. Mind you, she's a little bit younger than I am. But just to have absolute no knowledge and to not be involved in something so severe in this country and just brush it off and ignore it, saying, oh, yeah, they're acting up again. It's just beyond me how people think. Okay, my rant's done. Give her.
Well, I was going to play you, speaking of global warming, I'm just going to play a spoof commercial that I've had. It's a couple years old, but you haven't heard it yet, so I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Any time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
I thought you might like that.
Yeah, a little giggle. Yeah, snow. We got a lot of snow. Holy jeez, did we get dumped on. We don't get anything till what, January, and it's all bang, there it is.
Right.
That's
so,
probably why we don't get chemtrails up here as much, you know, because if we have snow and they're dumping all that stuff, we would definitely see residue on the white snow. Just thought I'd throw that out there. An epiphany, that's what you call those. Aha!
Okay.
I know, random useless information, right? I'm full of it. You never know when it's going to come out. I'm just spew whenever. Just bang. Oh, yeah, let me tell you.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
your turn.
Talks, I have one more commercial timeout here for the night. We're supposed to take our ads every 30 minutes, and this would be no exception. So our last break time here, and we'll go over some news. We'll take some calls. We'll do all kinds of stuff. Just stick around.
Oh, goody. I can't wait. Let's give her.
Join me, Valerie Ann, on the Truth Exposition Show at Freedomizer Radio in exposing the truth about FEMA camps, drone surveillance, martial law, the New World Order, our threatened freedoms and civil liberties, and for weekly news and current events. Mainstream media continues with its lies and deceit to fulfill the agenda of the New World Order. So please join me in exposing the truth, along with the lies and the deceptions that are being fed to the American people. The people of the United States have a voice, and your voice will be heard through Freedomizer Radio.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Van Houten, co-host and producer of Getz and Rising on FreedomizerRadio.com. Join host Libby Gadsden and me every Monday through Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk with cutting-edge guests about the truth of a variety of topics. We are 100% free speech. Getz and Rising on Freedomizer Radio, because you can handle the truth.
Lindsay Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Proof Negative, I love the title that you use on your radio. I've thought about it ever since we talked on off of the air the other day, and I'd say that's an excellent title for a talk show host.
Hey there, Freedomizers. This is JC from the Sports Lounge. Join us for 3 hours on Saturdays as we take a break from politics to discuss sports at FreedomizerRadio.com. Come and join us each Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping. So go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com. Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it. And this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Hey y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Maker. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. I always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Tonight, I know some people in the chat room were asking where they can learn more about Morgellons.
Oh, absolutely. I do have a group that I've started. If you search Facebook, you can search for Morgellons, much more than that. I have a lot of information there, starting on my big journey of discovery that started overlapping things. So if you want to take the time to go to the very bottom and see what started me off and how I got to where I am now, feel free. You'll find some very interesting conversations and comments as many of us try to figure these symptoms of Morgellons out, because we seem to all experience different things yet similar things. And I'm finding it's all a matter of where you live and what different factors you may have been exposed to. And there's a few theories going around out there, but we all talk about it. There's some very smart minds that are out there that I've met in this last little while of my journey on Morgellons. And we get together and we make discoveries with ourselves. I myself got myself a microscope in, I believe it was December, and I started checking to see what I had, because I want to see if I could compare what I was seeing on the computer with what I was experiencing with my sores, and I was pulling out some very interesting things. So like minds are getting together trying to figure this out, and I have noticed some very interesting things. I did a blood smear at one point, and I happened to notice something spark in this smear. And believe me, this is a cheap microscope. You can't really see much. You can't see cells or anything. It's like a toy. But I was able to see this pulsing, what I call the pulsing particle, and it's a little square. And it kept flickering and flickering. So I videotaped it. You'll see it on this site as well. And then when I was inquiring about it, someone posted on my wall this video of modern technology and what they can do with it. And as I was looking at this video towards the end, there's a man's fingertip, and on the end of his fingertip is this little square microchip kind of looking thing. And then it proceeds to show me another picture of an ant with the same kind of square little thing in his mouth. And then I'm thinking of my pulsing particle, and I'm like, oh, my God, that could be it. But I really have nobody to actually explain it to me or anything, so I posted it on my wall, and hopefully all these smart minds that are joining my group are going to say, well, hey, yeah, but I think I've pretty much correlated it. And with the fibers that are growing off our bodies, there's a quantum physicist friend of mine on the site as well, and she suffers from Morgellons, and she actually put up a video of a quantum dot making a quantum rod. And it's all very interesting. It's all very new to me because it's only been the week that it's happened. And we're all discussing it, and we all try to find out remedies. My group is not the only one, by the way. There's many other groups out there. I couldn't even begin to name them all, but you can search them. Some groups actually advertise other groups. Now, with Morgellons people, we all have different mindsets. Some think it's different things like mold or insects or Lyme disease that's advanced itself some way. But we all have different theories and ideas. So we all try to figure it out. Personally, myself, I think it's multifaceted. I think there's many different levels of this disease because many different people are affected in so many different levels in so many different ways. With myself, I'm affected with what I would think would be a slime mold kind of bacterium, and I get fibers, and I also get something like calcified something that comes from my dermis and epidermis out and erupts from my skin. I have hair loss, cognitive difficulties. I have trouble remembering words sometimes, or I forget things. I call it sometimers because sometimes I'll remember, sometimes I won't. I'm not looking forward to all the timers when I'm going to forget everything all the time, but you know what I mean. My balance is terrible now. When I'm going downstairs, I make sure I'm holding on to something. And it's just unbelievable the deterioration of a person's body in about, well, I started my lesions in 2007, within a month of starting college. And I've been an open raw wound since then, and we're now 2013. So it's just debilitating and scary because it's just so scary. There's so many facets of it, and there's so many people affected of it, and so many people misdiagnosed because doctors assume it's one thing because we get fibromyalgia kind of pain. So they think it's that, but it's not really that because there's more to it than that. But if you go to the site, check it out. Also, if you search on YouTube about Morgellons, you may possibly come across a video of a bald lady, and her name is Maria, and that was the very first person I actually met when I did a video conference about Morgellons when I first discovered it, and that was the very first person I ever talked to that I knew was like me. And just talking to her was like the biggest Band-Aid I could ever have put on any of my wounds because for 5 years I didn't have a name and I didn't know anybody like me. I thought I was the only one in the world suffering from this. And I thought no one was ever going to discover why I was so sick. So it was really eye-opening. But you will find her. You're going to see her story. And it's a tragic story, but she is one of 600,000 people like her and I that suffer this on a daily basis. And nobody understands us, and nobody gets it. So hopefully with the awareness that we are all bringing to our friends, family, and these groups. And now that I can speak out about it on the radio, we can get more people aware. And with the awareness, we can actually help the people that are suffering, because there's a lot of things we can't do, you guys take advantage of. Before, I used to be able to play baseball. I used to be able to hit home runs, run the bases. Now I can barely sweep my floor. Doing laundry, it's impossible to do laundry because just bending over my arms, if I have sores on my arms or on my face, which I'm flaring right now, they start to throb. Like, it's an unbelievable pain because the pressure and the pain, whatever mass is under the tissue, is hitting the nerves. So it's painful. And then, of course, you know the old saying, once you hurt yourself, you always hit it. Well, you're darn right that happens. I get tables jump out at me, chairs jump out at me, door frames jump out at me. Getting the laundry out of my dryer will scrape a sore or something. Or God forbid somebody brushes up against me and hits one of my sores, because then it's like having a needle jab right into a new nerve. It's just terrible. And a lot of people are in worse shape. They've lost their facial features. It changes your face. You lose your hair. We get a lot of electrical shocks. We break watches all the time because for some reason we have a stronger electrical charge for things, and we mess up electrical things and computer things, and we can get pretty expensive. I don't know how many.
Well, let me ask you here, have you looked at or do you use alkaline water by any chance?
I have heard of that. That's another thing. I'm very hesitant about trying some of the products and the cures people put online. I've always been health conscious and health wise. I don't know a lot about nutrition, but I know the basics. And I'm very hesitant because after 5 years of listening to doctors and believing that what the doctors were prescribing me was helping me, which in fact made me worse a lot of the times, I don't trust a lot. I've really lost my faith in the people that are supposed to help me. And for the 5 years I've been dealing with this, somebody will see me and it's like, oh, gee, Tammy, what happened? Well, you know, I have, and they always tell me some cure or something that will help, but nothing helps because, believe me, I've tried. And I have to actually thank my grandma because she's the only one that gave me the best relief. And I kind of laughed at it because for my birthday, I think it was a couple years ago now, I got a bottle of unpasteurized honey, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, Graham's losing it now. You know, like, who sends a jar of honey for birthday? So I call it Grandma, and I'm all polite, and I'm like, Grandma, really, I want to thank you for the honey. How nice. I really like honey, and I do. And she says, well, there's a reason why I sent it to you. And I'm like, okay. She goes, I want you to put the honey on your wounds because it's going to help pull out whatever's coming out of your skin. I'm like, okay, Grandma, I'm going to try it. I'll break down, I'll try it, because you want me to. Because this lady's 90 years old. She's seen stuff, okay? So, yeah, I'm going to listen to her. So, sure enough, I put the unpasteurized honey on my gauze, and it actually does pull things out. So I trust that. It's all natural. It makes my skin softer. It's less painful. It doesn't dry air crack or bleed. Because there was nothing worse than me teaching a class, and all of a sudden, with the sores that were on my cheek, I'd smile or laugh, and then one of these scabs would crack, and now I have blood coming down my cheek, and I still have to teach the class. I can't stop. So people got used to me. I usually have to explain what was going on. No, I never heard of it, but I usually fill them in. So with the honey, everything worked really good, but there's some pieces that really get stuck, and they're really painful, and they're half in, half out, and it's like having a splinter in your finger that always catches. So someone told me, actually, I had a nurse friend that would help me maintain my sores because it's a lot of work to maintain these. And she told me to take a tea bag. I would steep a tea bag. I would let it cool and to put the whole tea bag over top of the wound and let the whole thing dry, which I did. And it was amazing because when I opened up the tea bag, I could see all these little white things that it had pulled out, and the skin was soft. It wasn't as damaged as it normally would get otherwise when these things migrate out. So that was benefit. But as for steroids and antibiotics and the antifungals and the prednisone, none of it worked. Nothing works. And as I said before, antibiotics, self-prescribed antibiotics till your immune system's totally shot, and they still don't make these things stop. It's unbelievable. And like I said, 10 years it's been going on and nothing has been done about it. It's just disgusting that people are left to suffer like this. It's like you're stepping on our human rights. The most basic rights we deserve and we pay for are being totally ignored. And it's not just in Canada. It's not just in the States. It's in Sweden. It's in Mexico. It's in Africa. It's in the Netherlands. It's all over the UK. It's everywhere, and it's an epidemic, and it's being ignored, and it's beyond belief. And the only people that are actually starting to pay attention now are the ones that are starting to get the sores. And now you're actually starting to be aware, but it has to be something from the inside working its way out, because it takes a long time for something like this to actually show through your skin. So when people first meet me and they want to know what's going on, the first thing I say is, I'm your canary. In the old days, they had miners having canaries that when the oxygen was too bad, the canary would die. That was the warning for the miner to get out of the mine shaft to save his life. Here we are, people. I'm your canary telling you something in nature is not right. I'm dying, and so are a lot of other things, and nobody is stopping this, and it's continuing. And it's a really torturous, horrendous nightmare of a way to die, let me tell you. It attacks your organs, your brain, your mind, your family, your psyche, your ability, your physicality. Everything in your life changes. It's horrid, horrid, horrid. I would never wish this on anybody. And it has to stop. And I'm even thinking about, somebody brought it up to me. I drive a motorcycle. I just bought my new one last year, this summer. And someone said, hey, Tab, you should do a road trip and bring awareness. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Because if I get worse, I was even telling my friend Marie that I might shave my head too, like she did. And wouldn't that bring attention to you? I know I have natural curly hair down past my shoulders, and I don't know about that.
Same here.
But, yeah, but anyway, to bring awareness, because sometimes the computer and the internet's just not enough, because I've only got 1,000-plus friends. And there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us in the world. And a lot of us are going around oblivious to what's really happening, that we're being really harmed, and it has to stop. So I think the biggest thing to help me was my awareness, doing my research, getting the information I need to understand how I needed to make myself better. The biggest changes I have made for myself that I have noticed a huge difference was stopping eating all the GMO foods that I knew. I switched all to organic. And everybody says, why would you do that? It's so expensive. But the first thing I noticed with organic eating was the taste of the food. It's like, oh, my God, it's like eating out of my garden when I was a kid again. Yum. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember what that tastes like. Holy shit, yeah, something's going on with the food for sure. The second thing I noticed was I felt full, and I wasn't hungry after. So that's telling me that, yeah, the GMO foods, all the nutrients are gone. So when you do eat, you're not, in fact, actually getting what your body wants. So it's still hungry for more food. So you're still eating, hence getting you overweight. So when I ate the organic food, I ate my meal. I didn't eat it nearly as much as what I normally would have. And I was fuller longer. And then within a week, I got huge energy. I was able to actually sweep and wash my floors. And I have a big house. I 3 bedrooms upstairs, I have 1 bedroom downstairs in my groom room. So, like, I have a lot of work to do here, and I was able to do it without taking the breaks, which was great. I started feeling like myself. By week 2, I had the music on, and a song came on, Flo Rida. Which one was it? She Gets Down or Low? Yeah, Shorty Gets Low. I actually started dancing and went low, people. So for me to do that, I got to be feeling good. And I haven't felt that good in a long time. I finally found a natural path that will work with me. I gave up on doctors, absolutely have given up on doctors and all the specialists and all the traveling I've done for that. That's done over with. And I tried my first natural path. She looked at me after I explained to her about Morgellons, and I gave her a week to find out about it. When I went to the appointment, she looked at me, she goes, I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste your money. You are well beyond my scope of healing. And I just looked at her and I said, thank you for your honesty. Is there anything you can do to help me? And she couldn't even offer me help. She never did call me back with any options. So then I really gave up, and that's when I really started researching. And then when I found an organic store, they presented me a card with another naturopath that had 20 plus years experience. And it took me about 2 weeks to get that courage back up to face another doctor that was probably going to shoot me down again. But I went because that's the kind of person I want. Like, you can embarrass me, whatever it is, but I'll still stand there, stand my ground until I get what I want or at least the answers I need. So I went. She had the warning. This is Morgellons. This is what it's about. And she was a very nice lady. I quizzed her. I more or less gave her an interview. I asked her what she felt about GMOs, chemtrails, Morgellons, and some other things. She didn't outright answer me, which I understand. She really has to be neutral on that. But just her body language itself, just, yeah, I like her. She's on my level. She knows where I'm going with this. Okay, I'm going to trust this lady. So before I do anything extreme from these cures that are online, I'm going to pass things to her because with what we're doing right now, I think I'm on a good start. I don't want to do anything drastic because my body is in such a weak state. And before I do any detox or changing anything else, I want to get my immune system back up. I need my pH levels back to normal. The organic food is like the best thing for me. I'm going to be starting juicing soon. I'll probably switch over to smoothies once I find better recipes and stop breaking my kitchen equipment with my electrical shocks. Yeah, things will start going good. I don't think I'll ever be able to cure my disease because we have to stop what's causing the disease. And until that stops, I won't be cured. But at least I have the knowledge to at least control it. And the tricky thing about Morgellons is once you find something that works, all of a sudden Morgellons is back. It seems to adapt itself to whatever treatment you're using. Just today I was reading a post by someone in one of the groups I'm in that she had three different things in her cupboard. She called it her Morgellon cupboard. And she would take one product, use it for a week, wait a week, and then take another product, use it for a week, and wait a week. And that seemed to be the best way to control her symptoms. Because we found with the other people that I talked to, when they try one thing, it works for a little while, but then everything flares back up again, and they're right back in the same boat.
Hey, I have to cut you off here.
Yeah, no problem.
I just got the 90-second buzzer in my ear, so that generally means we have to work ourselves out. Thank you so much for being a part of the show here tonight, and I hope we can do this again next Monday.
No problem. I look forward to it, and I hope I didn't take away any other news that you wanted to share with everybody.
That's all right. I was more interested in meeting. Sounds like we're okay. Anyway, thank you, Tammy, and stay tuned for Gallo's up next. In the meantime, hold on to the handrail, hope live, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I'm proof negative and I'm out.
Our champion, I wrote. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.